Yesterday I woke up and you just wake up and you're very negative. And I said to Clive, I'm over this isolation. My hair needs a cut. I need to get out. And he said, "Woo, it's a day of self-pity, is it?" And I said, "I'm an extrovert and I need to be out there," as Noel said before. But anyway, God dealt with me and he says, "What have I been teaching you this week?" So I'm really going to speak on about, what we say and what we declare into the atmosphere. And God is saying, that what we need to declare is his word and his goodness, and not to get into the negative. Because I could have stayed in that place of just being negative and just thinking, this is my lot, this is my day. But God is saying, no, declare my word. My word is alive. My word is so powerful. So I repented and said, God, I'm so sorry I've been negative, and this is a new day, this is new beginnings, and I'm going to be on fire of his presence. And anyway, so the scripture the Lord gave me was in Job 22:28. You will also declare a thing, and I will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. So declarations are what we speak into the atmosphere. The atmosphere changes. Noel, I can hear you. Anyway, we need to speak the declarations into the atmosphere. When we speak declarations into the atmosphere, the whole room changes and the glory of his presence come. And so I just want to say that scripture again. It's in Job 22:28. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your way. Isn't that so powerful? So what you declare, it will be established for you. So what we say and what we declare, if we say negative things, it really does pull us down. And I used to be one that was quite negative, and God has changed me. And we decree the truth of the heavenly realm, the heavenly realm, heaven. I love it because thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And we decree this in Matthew 16, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we decree a healing. We decree provision. We decree peace when we're in turmoil. And in this time, it's so much turmoil that there really is. And what you hear on the news, I just kind of turn it off and just think, the word of God is so powerful. Noel's got that scripture up. Write it down because it's so amazing in this day to declare the word of the Lord. Declare it into his atmosphere. And decrees are a tool to fulfill the things of earth. Decrees manifest, I love it, decrees manifest heaven on earth. And as I said before, there's such just a fine line between heaven and earth, and God is bringing heaven down more and more. The angels are around us, that the crowd of witnesses are leaning in on us and encouraging us and praying, and I love that. Oral Roberts is up there, a prayer and evangelist, Billy Graham, all those ones leaning in and just saying, hey, you're the champions, you're the ones that are left on earth to bring the atmosphere of heaven. But when we speak negative, it actually dries up our bones. When we speak negative, it brings us into hopelessness and depression. It brings us into a whole lot of things. But God is saying, decree and declare my word. And and I love this. I love decreeing Isaiah 60 and 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So isn't that, it's just that's what he's saying, to decree it, for us to arise. So I, out of my misery and thinking all the negatives yesterday, it's like, no, arise and shine with the glory of his presence. The Lord is risen upon you. If you get that into your mind and into your thinking, he has risen upon you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in you. And it just gets you on fire. I'm on fire today. It's just to get you on fire with his presence, and he is risen upon us. You know, and I know life is very hard at present, but this is when it's not the time to bring curses upon yourself, not to talk negative words over your life and other people. You know, I've got a someone that I talk to quite often, and they are so negative that when I get off the phone, I have to shake myself. And, you know, they just say, oh, you know, this, I've got this disease, this will go on to my children. I've got, oh, and I'm breaking as I'm praying it, because it's not true. We can break curses because God is so powerful. And it's like God is saying to take the territory back from the enemy. Don't let him lie to you. Don't let him be this negative. In Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Isn't that amazing? That next verse, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And that is so, right in God. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Be around people that fill you up with the glory. You know, this is not your lot. You know, some people are sick and they're staying in their sickness. But God said, that's not your lot. Just decree the word of God. I am the Lord that healeth you. I am the God that you know, Jesus went and he died for us, that we may be healed. So, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. So when we gossip, slander, or anything that comes out of our mouths that is not holy, it makes the atmosphere horrible. It also curses you. I was reading the other day that when you dishonor somebody, that's when Leviathan can come in and attack you. And I'm going, wow. So we have to honor people. You know, if we talk against them, the enemy then can come in like a flood. And that spoke to me so strong. And I pull myself up, you know, and say, no, we must honor, because honor is what we're to do. And then the enemy can't come in like a flood. I thought I would write down some negative sayings, which you won't like, and I hope that you might relate to them. Because these have to go, says the Lord of God. So I'm poor, I'm broke, I have no money. You know, and I was a bit like that when I was on a benefit, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't do this. And God said, no, I'm your provider. I own a cattle on a thousand hills. I will provide your need. And I was only on a benefit, paid my mortgage, and God provided. I used to lay hands on clothes and shops, and I waited to come down the sales, and God provided me things at a much, much cheaper thing. But it's not, don't say I'm poor, I'm broke, I have no money. Just say, God, you are my provider. I have a disease, I'll never get healed from it. And I've been there, you know, because you're pain and it's like, but God is saying, I am the one that heals you. I'm declare with his stripes, I am healed. God is wanting, I just feel today, God wants to change our language totally from out of cursing into blessing today. You know, I'm ugly. I'm a failure. I'm stupid. I was brought up, you know, I used to think because my twin was intelligent and absolutely did all her schoolwork and she did so well. And mum would go, I was the talkative one and this is the bright one. And that affected me. And then God said, no, I give you the wisdom. My Holy Spirit gives you revelation. He gives you wisdom. And I'm going, whoa, I'm not done. And so break all those things off you. You know, and mine is, you know, I'm always tired and I find myself saying that, but it's like the joy of the Lord is your strength. Change your talk, change it to, yes, the joy of the Lord is what, if you say that a lot of times a day, the joy comes and you're laughing at it and it's really amazing. You know, and I've got no energy. Well, God says, I will give you. When you wait upon the Lord, I will rise up like an eagle. I will walk and not be weary, run and not faint. Might be the other way around, but That's the scripture that God's saying. And we are at this time waiting upon the Lord. And it's a time of isolation, but it's a time of waiting. And he's renewing strength. He's renewing us spiritually. He's renewing our minds. He's renewing all things. But he says, just now's the time to really use the word of God in your situation. Hallelujah. You know, I declare I'm a more than a conqueror. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I'm the head and not the tail. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe this is going to change your day and your thinking by just getting rid of the curses and the things that you put over you, yourself, and just say, God, this is who I am. You know, and I've been declaring all this week, Jeremiah 29:11. And yes, that's it. For I know the thoughts that I have. I know the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and of not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Isn't that amazing? Thoughts of peace. This is a time, even though the world might be, you know, out there looking terrible. They're talking about this injection, this one, and it's got everything wrong with it, but we could be caught up in, with that. But God said, I give you peace and not of evil, and I give you amazing future and a hope. And some of you, you know, there's a whole life ahead of you that God wants you to use, and he will lift you out of your sick bed. He will lift you up out of your depression. He will lift you up out. I'm going to do declaring over you soon, but this is what God is saying. And you know, it is a time to rise and shine. It is a time to let heaven invade our hearts, mind and soul, our whole being. I was listening to Patricia King, and she was saying about that our souls can be kind of heaven. If we're one, we know that our souls get hurt, but we can become more heavenly. Our souls can be touched by heaven more and more, that we think, you know, as Lynette said, we're seated with him in heavenly places, and God is saying, you know, I want you to arise and shine in this hour. And Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes a heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. So when you're saying negative things, it really does make your heart sick. When you're into negativity, I had a time where I was really into it, and I really thought I was going to die, and I'm thinking, am I going to wake up the next day? And it was all this negative stuff. But then God just started to heal me. And it was like I'd take those words out and I would fill it with the word of God. I was changing my thought patterns. I had to work at it. But it was like, this was when I was in burnout. And it was like, God says, no, I'm removing. You just put the word of God in those thinking. So as soon as I thought something, I'd get a scripture and I would change it. And it says here that, you know, when the desires of God comes, it is life abundantly, and we're to live in this life forever, abundantly with God. It'll be when we die, it'll be just kind of like Enoch, we're here and then we're there. That's, we love God so much that we just, it's just, we're there, you know. And in Psalm 112:1, when we decree this, we are blessed. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. So we're blessed. You know, there's a fear of God that is there, but who delights in his commandments. So when we do the things in the will of the Father, it's like we're living in his glory realm. We're living in heaven. You know, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He's just saying, blessed is the man. He wants to bless every person today. You know, and I can feel people saying, but you don't know where I am. You don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know what I'm going through. But I tell you this very, I feel in the prophetic, you're going to get up out of your bed. You're going to get up and you're going to declare the words of the Lord. You know, the plans God has for you are for good and not for evil, to give you the most amazing hope and the most amazing future. Hallelujah. that the enemy comes and robs and robs and robs. And God is saying, I want to come and I want to bless, and you will delight greatly doing my commandments. We establish a blessing, and when we establish and we declare and decree, we are destroying the plans of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because the enemy comes to steal, rob, and kill. And we don't want that. We want life abundantly in this hour. You know, the enemy is defeated when we declare a decree of God's word over us. He cannot fight the word of God. He is defeated. When the scriptures that you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he's defeated. I can do it. You know, my children, when they went to do exams, that was a scripture I wrote out for them, that they can do this. You know, and they would go with the anointing on them. You know, and it destroys the plans of the enemy. And I just wanted to declare, and Lynette actually brought this out too, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yes. And I'm saying and declaring that right now over you. And every tongue which rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So every weapon formed against you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So everything, you know, people get caught up, this is witchcraft, it gets me this. It's got, if you pray this, you declare it, you decree it. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in gossip, God pulls it down and judgment. He judges the person that is talking against you. Isn't this amazing? Wow. And so in the Jesus name, with the blood of Jesus, we declare this scripture over you this morning. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And I just want to bless this. I mean, bless those that curse you. And it's just to finish off here, then I'm going to do some declarations over you. We all need to have words over with. And there's a prayer here too. Bless in Matthew 5:43. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to those that hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. I know it's so hard at times when you get so hurt, and sometimes you can talk it through and work it and talk and pray with it, with Jesus, and say, I have been hurt here. This has really been like a knife. And sometimes you have to take a knife out of your heart. But God is saying, you've got to, and I just honor Clive in this area, because he can forgive so easily and bless that person. So he's a great force. And you say, well, Trish, you know what to do here. You are hurting. And I've been hurt. I've been hurt so, so deeply. And I've had to learn to forgive. And sometimes it's very hard, but you ask the Father, help me to forgive that person. I just know forgiving is a breakthrough for you. Otherwise, the enemy holds you in this lock. Mm. He locks you because you're still festering, you're still hurting, you still haven't forgiven. But when you forgive and bless that person, then God has got that person in their hands, and you have blessed and done what you can. So I really feel, you know, to declare that, and I said, I know it's hard at times, but this is, you know, you will come in to an amazing place in God when you can do this. And I feel that's for somebody today that has held something for quite a long time. You know, I know I've done that. It's been quite, every time I see the person, I hurt. And but I can honestly say at this present point, I really love and bless every person that I know. And even the ones that have hurt me, there's been reconciliation. There's been restoration. And isn't that wonderful? Because God wants us to be in unity in this end times. He wants us to be in unity you know, in this time even of turmoil. And it's just lovely seeing our church ringing people and, you know, being with people. And I just think it's wonderful. Our church is so wonderful with the love and the unity. And we just need to do that. But, you know, I just want to do a prayer of declaration over you. I'm just going to have some water and I'll get Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is a good word, isn't it? We all need to be reminded that the enemy is defeated and we're not going to curse anybody. We're going to decree a blessing in Jesus' name. So I just shut your eyes and just let me pray this over you. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and honor you as our Lord. You are in control of all things. We thank you that you are always with us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are the only all-power, only wise God. You are kind and loving in all your ways. We love you and thank you that we are united with Christ and spiritually alive in him. We choose not to love the world or the things of the world. And we crucify the flesh and all its passions. Thank you for the life we now have in Christ. We ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Just let him come and just fill you afresh. Just breathe him in and just say, God, just let your word come into me. And I just stop here that it's like you've got to get into the word to know the word. And even in your reading, God will bless you with the word as you declare it over yourselves. So fill us with the Holy Spirit that we may say no to sin and yes to you. We declare my total dependence upon you, and we take our stand against Satan and all his living ways. You are the God of all hope. Wow. Nothing is too difficult for you. Just get that into your spirit. Nothing is Amen. Too difficult for God. Amen. We are confident that you will supply all our needs. We are not poor. He will provide. And we seek to live according to your word. We thank you that we can be content and live a responsible life through Christ who strengthens me. We know our stand against Satan and command and all his evil spirits to depart from us. And I just say that now. Anybody under any under anything where the enemies come in like a flood, we just command him to leave your situation, to leave your house, to leave your body, to leave everything where he has come in and robbed. And we just say that everything of witchcraft will be broken in Jesus' name. And we just say, Father, let every evil spirit come out of houses today, out of minds today, out of bodies today, out of their souls today. Every evil spirit that would try to stop them from decreeing and declaring your word over them. Wow, I've got the anointing. This is powerful. Whew. Evil spirits depart. I choose to put on the full armor of God. If you're going through a battle, get into Ephesians 6 and put it on. So we may be able to stand firm against all the devil's schemes. We submit our body, just do this, we submit our body as a living and holy sacrifice to you, God. And we choose to renew our minds by the living word of God. By so doing, we will be able to prove that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect for us. In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I'm just going to declare a few things over you and then we're finished. Whoa, I am the head and not the tail. I only go up and not down in life as I trust in God. That's Deuteronomy. I'm redeemed, forgiven, all my sins made clean through the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:7. I'm redeemed from the curse of sin, of sickness and poverty And I break that right off you in Jesus' name. Poverty's not going to have any part of you. And sickness, your body is going to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's Galatians 3:13. My life is rooted in my faith in Christ. I overflow with thanksgiving for all he has done for me. Colossians 2:17. I've just got. And this one, put your hands on your bodies. I am healed and whole in Jesus. Isaiah 53:5. I am healed. I am whole in Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray that now as we declare that word over bodies, oh, Lord, over any skin disease, any blood disease, any heart problems, any bones, any, Lord, the organs of the body. Lord, we spread. You just look down. He's looking down from heaven and he's looking right on you right now and just say, I am healed and whole in Jesus' name. Well, I am strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. I press on each day to fulfill God's plan for my life because I live to please him. Philippians 3:14. I just want to pray now. And I just want you to rise up in your authority. That's what God is saying. Father God, I just thank you for today. And I thank you for your word. And I thank you that it's in our hearts. And Father, I pray that you give us a hunger for your word. Because this is the time to read your word and to get your word in it, in us. And to create and declare it over us. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, we will have a new authority over the enemy. Lord, we won't let him come near us. But Lord, we will just say your scriptures that we can do all things in Christ and that the plans you have for us are for good and not for evil, to give us the most amazing hope and future. And we thank you for that. And we Lord, whatever we command from your word, we just pray that it will happen. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, beautiful, beautiful Jesus. You're beautiful beyond, what is it? You're beautiful beyond comprehension, beyond description, too marvelous for words. And we just want to honor you, Jesus, today. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your presence. And Lord, if there's somebody here that is listening today and they do not know Jesus, Father, we just pray that they will come to know you. And I just speak to you and I just say to you, if you do not know our Jesus, you just ask him into your life. Tell him that you're sorry for your sins. Tell him that you don't want to be this way anymore. Tell him that you want to be washed with the precious blood of Jesus and that you want to belong to the family of God. God cleanses you and fills you. And Holy Spirit, I pray, if anybody's prayed that prayer today, they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. They will come alive in you, and your word will be in their heart, that you, as they learn to love you.